Minicamp time, huh? Welcome back. Good day, fun day. Lots of energy by this group here. Most of it nervous energy, but I think they got off to a good start here, their first practice, and we'll follow up the same format tomorrow. I'm sure they'll come in here a little bit more confident tomorrow, and probably a little faster with their play. But it was a good day to start off.
What are you looking for?
I want to see who can grasp what we're putting in the installs. It's not a mass install like we would do with the veterans. It's enough to test them and see if they can come out here and execute it and not make mistakes and see if they can play fast. See if they can play at the level that we saw them play.
It's always interesting when you meet these guys and you have a tough time perceiving their size, and then you get a guy like Corey on the field and his size really stands out maybe a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, I've been around Corey enough even up before the draft, and how I think he was surprising. Marcus met him for the first time today. He was surprised of his size, but he is a good looking athlete. We're monitoring what we're doing with him right now. We're still making sure that he's recovering from his surgery, and he's on schedule. So this was all our plan. He's itching to play and practice, but we're going to be smart with him.
What did you do today?
He did this morning. He did most of the individual stuff and some, it's a walkthrough in the morning, so we did a lot of the walkthrough. Today, less walkthrough, more fast with the helmets on. So he got a lot more work in this morning than he did this afternoon.
And how anxious is he?
Very.
Yeah,
he's itching to, he wants to play, and I know he does. It's hard for me to hold him back, but that's the way it is.
These guys are here on a tryout basis, and you're out there obviously not going full speed. What do they have to do to impress you enough to get a roster spot?
Basically what I told them again last night, this is not about out there, this is about everywhere. This is about when they walk, first step they walk in the building to when they walk out at night. We're going to be watching everything they do. You guys know how I operate and how we operate with evaluating players, how they behave, where they sit, where they, we quiz them. We're doing the rapid fire questions at them already, even in this rookie minicamp. We're challenging them constantly, not just out here on the practice field. Obviously that's important, but we can get a lot out of this weekend and find out about these guys that are here for tryouts.
Dory seemed pretty physical at the line of scrimmage, and I don't know if the quarterbacks were intentionally staying away from him or not, but this seemed to be the case.
I liked a lot of the things I saw with Dory. I could see some hesitation still in a little bit of his play, a lot thrown at him, but for the most part, there's some things he did well. Some of it, I think, staying away from him more was based on coverage than just who it was.
I know you've been asked a lot about him, too, because he can do so many different things. What is your plan with him from the start, and I guess the focus is just to get him ready to play on defense?
Yeah, and that's Adoree's here to play cornerback for us. He can play corner. He got work today. He'll work inside as a nickel. We did some work this morning with him returning some punts. So, I'm not going to comment on the offensive side of things. We know what he's capable of doing when the ball's in his hands. Let's get him confident in what he's doing and let him, have a chance to play corner and returner. That's the initial reason he's here.
What do you guys like about Tyler Ferguson to sign him to a free agent contract?
A little bit of a relationship that we have with Jason Michaels, from being down there, knowing him, knowing what he's capable of doing. Watched a lot of tape on him with Taewon being down there. So a little familiarity, a little more time spent with him than some others, and confidence that he can operate in this system.
What do you want to see Taewon improve on over the next couple of weeks?
This morning he struggled catching the ball a little bit, and I think a lot of it was nerves. That's not surprising. He was better today. He was actually faster today. I mean, a lot of these guys were better this afternoon because they got over the jitters this morning. But I just want him. He's got a little bit more on his plate because he's playing outside and inside. And right now, I don't see a lot of problems with his learning. I think he's done a great job of picking both spots up.
So this morning was more of a walk.
Yeah, it's you can walk one of these, and that was this morning. This was with the helmets on. This morning, you can't really go full speed.
So what does the rest of the weekend look like for the rookies? What do you do? And do they join the veterans with an off-season program on Monday?
Right. A little different from last year. The rookies would have been in this past Monday. They would have had a week to get prepared for this rookie minicamp, so they would have had a leg up on, obviously, the tryout guys. But everybody came in yesterday. The format tomorrow is the same format as today, a walkthrough in the morning, a practice tomorrow afternoon. Sunday we'll finish up with another practice with helmets on, and then the rookies can stay Monday and join the veterans in the third week of phase two, which, again, is field work, but nothing competitive. He does. And we saw that on tape. Athletic guy for that size. I mean, he's big. There's no question. He's big. But, he's just going to be hard to get around just because of his size and his length and his arms.
Will you put him at guard some?
We're going to work him in there. Yes, we are.
You know, Fonny maybe darting around just as you'd imagine, and how much will he benefit when he's taking a carry after somebody like DeMarco Derrick in terms of change of look?
It was fun to watch him today. He did a lot of the things we saw on tape. Kofani really had a good workout when John and I went out there. And really good workout. And that speed, it's just a different changeup from what we have in our other two backs. Plus, again, you're talking about another guy that has return ability, can kick return. So he brings a lot of value.
Tough not to notice Tim Semish out there today, the big tight end. Guy that size catching the ball, what type of a dynamic does that provide for you?
That's good for Marcus when you got guys that size. He's really a natural catcher, really does a good job, which is, the one thing is he's going to have to block, and I know he's got a little bit of history of that, but that'll be really the biggest role for him is the blocking.
What will Jonnu Smith need to show you here over the offseason in order to get some playing time?
How quickly he picks up, we're going to move him around a little bit too. He's going to play both the Y and the F tight end. He's going to be an every down player for us. So he's going to have a lot on his plate. He already has, and he seems to have grasped it pretty good today. He was moving around pretty well. Again, a real easy catcher with the ball and can run.
Talk about Corey's size a little bit, but just technique-wise, what do you see from him
here? Really, his ball skills, catching it, some of the things he did this morning. We're not cutting him. We're not making a lot of breaks with him. But the things I've seen on tape with him, he's got the ability to get in and out of breaks very well. Very, very good after the catch. And again, he's another guy. He's a little bigger guy for a slot player, but he has enough quicks to go inside and be effective inside if we need him.
Did you notice nerves early from guys?
Did I notice nerves? Yeah, I noticed it because this morning, it was a walkthrough. And, again, I showed them film from last year, what we wanted, because they're going a little faster than a walkthrough. And I don't want to get us in trouble. So they went a little faster, and within three plays, half of them were gassed. And I knew that was more from nerves than it was anything else. So I'm going to tone it down again tomorrow. Which is hard for me to do, but I'm going to do that.
Can you think back to when your first day, I guess, as an NFL player, and maybe what's going through their minds?
It's a little different. We didn't have a rookie camp. I walked in with the huddle with Joe Montana and Dwight Clark, and they just had come off a Super Bowl, win. So I was with the veterans immediately the very first day that I showed up in San Francisco. So it was a little different.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure I was as nervous wreck as they were, but it's always better the second day. That's the good part about it.
How'd you do that first day, you remember?
Probably not real good, yeah. Again, there ain't a lot of sleep, not real hungry, in awe. I was 20. I was real young, and it was obviously a good experience.
Feels like only yesterday, right?
It does. It does.
How difficult is it seeing a guy carted off the field today?
Really disappointed for him. He's here to try out. Again, it was just put his foot in the dirt and hurt the knee. Very disappointed for him. I mean, they're all here to, some of them to live a dream, and so very disappointed for him.
What's the extent, you think?
I don't know right now. So
apparently shotgun and Taylor the long term today? Are you concerned at all about the results of the clay shoot for Ben?
Yeah, I am a little bit, but I'm trusting him. You know, I do trust him.
I know you can't force relationships with these guys, but do you encourage a guy like John to give him Delaney's hip pocket?
Yeah, and we'll do some things. We'll do some things as a group to do that. You know, we did that Wednesday with the players. Again, we let them have a day to themselves and the coaches and go interact off-site. To be around each other. We're going to do something again Wednesday where the rookies can come in and be a part of the veteran group, not here, somewhere else, and let them start to be accepted, because I think the quicker they're accepted, the quicker you'll see performance elevate. So it's really important that they start to feel like they're part of this team, and our veterans have to be a part of that.
The first event was just veterans. Right?
I'm sorry?
The first event you were talking about was just veterans.
It was just veterans, but also we got a lot of new faces. I mean, we have a lot of new faces on this team, so and new coaches. So the coaches were involved as well.
Got a handful of MTSU and Vandy guys out here trying out. Why is that important to school local guys to be here?
That's a good relationship. Keep the relationship going that we have with those schools and give guys opportunities with their hometown NFL team. You know what, I'm going to watch more tape on that. I'm trying to watch the big picture. I'll know better that question probably tomorrow after I get back in there. But seem to all hold their own. They, you know, we only got seven linemen really working. These guys probably had more reps than anybody. So it'll be a good chance to evaluate them when we get in there.
Thank you.